All right, great. So, beading, when did you start doing beading?
Oh, I don't know, 40 years ago, maybe.
Really?
No, longer than that. When I probably 50 years, at least 50 years ago.
Well, you don't look a day over 55, Dan.
Well, I am a couple days over 55.
So I am so glad to have you here on The Edge. This is so exciting. I'm going to kind of take my time because I've got some questions for you, and I want you to fill in all the white spaces for me, okay? I want you to link all the beads together, okay?
I would be happy to.
All right. So I want to welcome you and my brains to On The Edge with April Mahoney here. This is the place where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses, you got it, are always, always on point. Now, how did you get that to do that? Because I'm trying to put your book. Oh, it did it. Well, wonderful. And yeah. This is Dan Matthews' book, Self-Help Jesus, Ancient Masters of Professional Development. We are going to talk all about that. So let's just jump right in because it's going to be a great conversation. Brains, we are going to talk about his book. We're going to talk a little bit about physics. He's going to teach us about time. I've been dying to get somebody on the show here to talk about time. And really, is it an illusion or is it a real thing? We're going to talk about sunscreen. He's the inventor of this great sunscreen and so much more. Aren't you a surfer?
Yes, I'm also a surfer. Been a surfer for more than 50 years.
A surfer, a beater. I'm telling you, I bet your wife don't know what to do with you. So tell my brains a little bit about you, Dan Matthews.
Well, a little bit about me. I have a 5 children and 9 grandchildren and a great grandchild due in December. I'm really excited about that. I'm happily married, live on the Southern Oregon coast. My background is I have my bachelor's degrees are in physics and English. My master's degree started in physics, but I switched it to marine biology. And I have a master's degree in marine biology. I taught at the high school and community college and university level for about 17 or 18 years. Have been a building contractor, worked for 6 years as the head of research and development for a chemical engineering company working in polymer chemistry research. And polymers are just plastic particles that make up plastics. Left that, started a construction company. Through the whole time have made surfboards professionally, still make surfboards today. And I'm not sure, I do writing. This book, Self-Help Jesus, is my third book.
Wow.
The other two books, one was a book of poetry, one was a book of construction, was a construction manual that I wrote for McGraw-Hill Books years ago. Anyway, yeah, I do a few things. I have a lot of interests. I love learning. I love searching for truth at all levels, searching for growth and understanding, and that led me to writing a book that's the first of a series of books called The Ancient Masters of Personal Development, the first of which is Self-Help Jesus, showing that the laws of nature are the same at every level, whether you're talking about the physical laws, the laws of life, the what they call the universal laws, what you sow will come back to you. You know, what you send out comes back to you. Those kinds of things, and connecting that with the teachings of Jesus, who was one of the great masters of personal development. You can always become a better person. If you seek, you'll find. Many other lessons that he taught people back in the day when really they were just barely out of the Stone Age. They'd barely invented the wheel, and he was telling them about the same spiritual laws that govern the universe today.
I think you kind of glossed over that. You didn't even tell us how much you studied theology.
I was a student of the Bible, but for about 20 years, very avid student of the Bible, but not just the Bible. I also studied Zen Buddhism. I studied the Quran. I studied the Persian writings of people like Rumi, the great spiritual poet from the Afghanistan, Iranian area, from back in about 1000 AD, something like that. Mm. Anyway, I studied a lot of things. And presently, I'll be working, collaborating with a professor of Islamic theology from Georgetown University to write a book called Self-Help Muhammad, because obviously I'm not an Islamic person. But showing that
say obviously, okay? Don't because it's not obvious. The love of a higher source can be by any denomination, any skin color. We want to try to expand that because folks is narrowing the lane. We want to expand that.
And showing that the real teachings of Muhammad were teaching the same exact spiritual laws as Jesus taught, as Solomon taught, the great teachers throughout history, Buddha and others, taught the same things, because spiritual laws are laws. They're not like a speed law that you can break it. You can't break spiritual laws. Mm. They're infinite, they're eternal, and they're the same regardless of whether you're talking about apple falling from a tree or someone learning how to expand their personal life.
So how did you come up with the title, though? Self-Help Jesus.
Well, I just thought it was an interesting play on the idea, because we often think that self-help is something that's different, very different than Christianity, that people are trying to, you know, there's a lot of woo-woo new age crystals and meditation and all those things. Those are just different ways to come to an understanding of mm-hmm. what's important to yourself. What's my purpose in life? Why am I here? How do I fit into the rest of the universe? Everybody has those questions, and people have different ways of asking them or seeking the answer to them. And when I thought of Jesus, I used to think of Jesus, and I thought of God like the traditional old God of the early 1900s that was basically an old white man that lounged around up in the clouds.
With no shoes on and nappy hair, right?
Right. And God, that is not what God is. God is not a person. We are created in the image of God.
That's right.
But that does not mean God looks like a person.
All right, go on, preach now, Dan.
Pardon me?
I said, go ahead and preach to my brains now. Teach them.
Okay, now it's really something that everybody understands anyway. God is a spirit. God is, and whether you call it God, infinite intelligence, cosmic consciousness, there are many, many terms for God, but it's the fact that there's an infinite intelligence that has created everything. Mm-hmm. And the closest you can really describe it as is the thought that's in your mind. Mm-hmm. That's the image of God. Mm-hmm. The ability to create things from thought. If you build a house, you think of it first,
right?
And you draw a drawing of it, and you start putting the pieces together, and pretty soon you have a house. You've created a house,
right?
Through your energy. You are a creator. I'm a creator. April is a creator. Everyone is a creator. That's the image of God.
And so now how do you bring the two together?
So I had always thought of them as different things, and I think most people do. But I was listening, sitting in a conference that was a personal development conference, and old Bible verses started coming into my mind. And so that's the same thing that Jesus said. And I started writing them down. And by the end of the conference, I had a couple pages of Bible verses that I hadn't thought about for years. And I came back home afterwards and started looking at it and started realizing that what Jesus taught was the same thing that was being taught by the personal development speakers today.
Wow.
And then I realized that it's the same as the laws of physics. All those laws are the same.
Right.
The same as above, so below. The natural laws and the spiritual laws, the laws of the universe, are all the same laws. There's no difference between them. And then I realized, because I've also studied in my physics work, studied quantum physics, and realized that quantum physics is the connection between the two, because now quantum physics shows that there's an energy source that is invisible. You can't sense it in any way with your physical body, but it is present everywhere.
Wow.
And it travels at a speed faster than the speed of light. And there are physics experiments that demonstrate that. And the physicists themselves, who can be religious or not religious, all agree that the thing that is closest, the best way to describe that energy, is the energy of thought.
Wow. Well, it's a lot of thought and it is a lot of energy. Give us a quick little physics lesson. What is physics for people that don't know?
Physics is the study, if there are two kinds of physics. The classical physics, what they call Newtonian physics, is the study of matter and energy.
Okay.
So it's things, everything that has solids, liquids, gases, all the things that make up matter, atoms, molecules, all the chemistry is all really a branch of physics.
I have to fix my hair. Go ahead.
Your hair is beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
That physics studies matter, and it also studies energy. Okay. And it's interesting that energy is really another way of talking about infinite intelligence, or talking about God. It's always been here since the beginning of the beginnings. It never changes in any, it can never be created or destroyed. The same amount of energy has been here ever since the beginning. The only thing that happens is it's in a constant state of change. It either changes in form or moves from one place to another. If you think of ocean waves, those are created by a storm thousands of miles away. And that energy travels through the water in the form of waves and finally comes in as waves breaking on a beach someplace.
Wow.
It's the same energy in another sense that we can't see. Our bodies, we're limited. See, hear, smell, taste, touch. That's all we have. And there's a lot more in the universe than we can sense with our five senses. Right now, you don't have any sense of gravity. All of a sudden you think, oh yeah, that's right, I'm sitting in a chair and I'm being held to that chair.
Right.
But you don't think about it. And there are forms of light right now, because radio waves, or the waves that we're communicating with right now through our electronics, are a form of light. They all fit into what's called the electromagnetic spectrum.
Okay.
But you can't see radio waves.
No.
Just like you can't see infrared. You can feel infrared. You can feel heat when you stand in front of a fire or a hot stove.
Hot flash.
certain times of your life. Those are called power surges.
Right. But we are all made of matter. We are all made of energy. That is what we are.
Right.
Your thoughts are energy.
Exactly. Your thoughts are the highest form of energy.
Right.
And so people
don't get that.
And it's your thoughts that can travel. They can travel through space and time instantly.
Wow.
And they can travel through any barrier. All the experiments that have been done with people that have psychic gifts. Mm-hmm. they can be inside a concrete room, and miles away they can transfer information through their thoughts to another person. There is no barrier. It's just like the power of God.
Let me ask you this. You know, you hear a lot of people now more so talk about energy work and energy clearing. So this is a part of that as well, that they can channel this energy through thoughts. Because a lot of people, you know, and I talk to everybody on the planet, they come on the show and they say, we can clear you and we're working through the computer, or we can do Reiki and we can help you through the computer. And I was a little skeptical on that. I'm saying, you know, I need you to be kind of in my sphere. You need to be around. But what you're saying is making perfect sense to me, because again, it is a law of physics. I want to ask you about time.
Oh, that's a good topic.
I always wanted to know about time. You know, when I read in the Bible, this folks is living 700 years, you know, and so is time really time, or is time an illusion? What teach us about time.
Well, that's a great question, because time is one of the things, since physics studies matter and energy, time is part of what's there, because in order to study things, you have to study them in time. But time is in one of those things that's like the light I just talked about. There are things about time that we're not aware of. Time is real in one sense, but it's an illusion in another. Here's something you can tell me, April, what you did when you were ready to go to work this morning. What did you do as you were getting ready to open the door? Tell me what you did between the time you opened the door and got in your vehicle or started your transportation.
Well, I came straight from LA. I'd wiped the sweat off my brow. Was the first thing I did. But then I came in and I just, again, took note of where I was, what I had to do, forethought of planning for the day, got some coffee, kissed Mr. Magnificent, and sat down at the computer.
Okay. And you have just told me a story that took me to a different time in the past.
Okay.
And I have a picture. I have a picture in my mind. If you would have described the kitchen table and the chair and the living room and Mr. Magnificent, I would have had a perfect picture from your thought of a period in the past of your life.
Okay.
So in that sense, time is an illusion. Because you've described to me something that I have no experience with.
Right.
But I have now a picture from the magic of the thought transfer that's coming from you to me of where you were some time ago.
Wow. In the past. Now I'm really into steampunk and time travelers. You know, I always ask people, if you had a magical power, what would that be? And mine would be to be able to transcend through different times. How does this work moving forward?
Here we listen to this. This is from the book. Imagine this. Think about a dream vacation you would love to take. Maybe it's a trip to some exotic place that you have never visited, like Tahiti. Now take just a minute to imagine that you already purchased the tickets for next Christmas, and you will actually be going there. Think how excited you are as the big day approaches. You have packed your tropical clothes. You have your new pair of flip-flops and a sun hat. When the day arrives, you lock the front door of your house, start up the car, and drive to the airport. After standing in line at airport security, you finally get on the jet, and after many hours, you get off the plane and look around at your dream vacation island. Imagine the new things you see when you arrive, the people and the colors, sounds and smells. The air is warm and humid, exotic. Winding through unfamiliar streets, the taxi ride to your 5-star hotel is exciting.
You know me, 5-star.
Your beautiful room is prepared for you. The view out the open windows is fabulous, with coconut palms, beautiful flowers, and a brilliant blue ocean. You walk out onto the veranda and smell the tropical air scented with the perfume of flowers. You are happy, exhausted, and feel like you could stay here forever.
That's it. And that is a part of the manifestation, because I do that. I do all of that. I go through those steps. I'm already there.
You're living the experience, right? In your mind, right? In a place in the future.
Right.
You've created a memory of the future.
Wow. Right. I got you. Okay. That's powerful. Thank you for doing that, because again, it makes perfect sense. So
there's one other little thing about time is we all think it's linear. It starts here and it ends here. You're born, you go through your life, you die. That's time. It's just a little line that you travel on. That's only a little tiny picture of it, because time also extends in all other directions. And all of those moments in time are here now in the present.
Wow. That is like super cool. Okay, now I'm feeling brainy. I'm feeling kind of smart here. So you've created all of this. You've studied, you know, so much. You've created this book. What do you want as a takeaway? When people pick up this book, Self-Help Jesus, what do you want them to learn from you?
One, that the power of God, the energy of God, is within you. It's there. It's in every one of us. 100% of all of the power and intelligence and love of God is within you right now at this moment. You are a part of God, and God is a part of you.
Right.
And people say, I'll pray and God will come and visit me. Draw near to God and God will draw near to me. That's in the Bible.
Right.
But it's like, if you want a drink of water at your kitchen, in your house, what do you do? What do you do when you want a drink of water?
I get my fat butt up and go and get it.
April.
I go and get it.
What do you do when you go and get it? You get the glass, you turn on the faucet, and out comes the water.
That's right. The water
has always been there. It's in the pipe.
Right. Okay.
All you have to do is turn the faucet.
Turn on the faucet.
It's the same thing with the Spirit of God. Infinite intelligence is always ready. All you have to do is know how to turn on the faucet.
Wow. Well, after you turn on the faucet, I want you to be able to pour out a blessing. And you've poured out another blessing with all of your talents. You've created a phenomenal product. Tell my brains a little bit about this sunscreen.
We have created a partner of mine and I have created a sunscreen, and I've got it.
Look at that.
I love it right here.
Brains, that is the business, okay?
It's called Organiblock. It is 100% organic, no toxic chemicals, no preservatives, nothing in this. You can literally eat this sunscreen. Everything in it is organic, natural, and it's a phenomenal product. April has some. Her husband loves it.
Let me tell you about this, okay? Because, you know, me and Mr. Magnificent is at Coco Brown. And the last thing, number one, before I even say that, is that I don't care what your skin tone is, if you are very fair, if you are, you know, very cocoa, you need to protect your skin. The sun has changed. The ozone layer has changed. The global warming, the sun will eat you up, and you can get skin cancer and not even realize it. So I encourage you to use sunscreen. But this sunscreen is delicious, okay? Because the last thing a black person want is to be laying out on the beach looking luxurious and your skin looking ashy because you got this gray cast on top of that brown skin. This is luxurious. Mr. Magnificent uses it because he's in the sun a lot, and he rubbed it into his skin. It smells so good. It wasn't thick and pasty. And it's also good for the environment because, as Dan taught me, that you use these sunscreen products and you get in the water and it contaminates the water and it affects the sea life. And I really didn't think about that. I've had friends that have put sunscreen on their children's eyes and experienced temporary blindness.
Mm-hmm.
There is so many different chemicals that they put in these products. Run out, Dan, put that up again so they can see that. You can get it on, yes, you can get that on where, on Amazon.
It's it, or you can go to our website, which is www.organiblock. You can see it there.
Yep. Right there.
Net. Is it backwards? It's backwards for
no,
me.
No, it's good. No, it's good for me.
Okay. It's good Organiblock.net.
Brains, go and try it. It is absolutely wonderful.
Sale going on right now. And if you look at the list of ingredients, I don't know if you can see, these are pretty small little letters. You probably can't read that.
That's
but
pretty good.
But it's cocoa butter, it's coconut oil, raspberry seed oil, oil, avocado oil. It is luxurious.
That's right. And tell them about Jerry. Did you introduce Jerry? Because we don't want to omit him.
My partner?
Yes.
Yeah, he's in California. He's actually a producer who works at Universal Studios. He had developed a line of men's products, and he and I got together. I was working on essential oils. He was working in men's products. And he said, well, I'm missing a sunscreen. I said, well, let's get together and make some.
Wow.
And it was about a year and a half ago we got together, and now we have Organiblock out in the marketplace and helping people to protect themselves in the healthiest way possible and repair damaged skin.
Oh, so are you thinking of coming out with some additional products
there, in the future? The next Organiblock product is going to be a baby version, so it'll be a little bit wider to protect the little kiddos.
Right.
And there will be another version that'll be, we're going to look at some different scents. This is an orange vanilla scent. We'll look at a lavender scent.
Yes, delicious.
Some people are saying, I hate the smell of orange and vanilla. But, you know, everybody has their taste.
Everybody's got their taste.
So, we're also developing another Organiblock product, which is a 100% organic flea and tick repellent for dogs and cats.
And weren't you telling me about something else? I don't know if I'm supposed to disclose this, but something else.
There's another essential. I'm working in essential oils. There's an essential oil which is what they call antimicrobial. And we're working on that. It'll be under a different name because it's not really blocking anything. And it'll be called Savan, S-A-V-A-N. That product is in the final stages of testing and it'll be available probably this fall.
And are you going to come on the edge and give us the exclusive?
You won't. We'll have to get some kind of a smelling transfer that we can do so I can hold it up to the speaker and
smell-o-vision. Smell-o-vision.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Well, tell us a little bit about your surfing. I want to know a little bit more about you as far as, you know, when you're out there in the ocean. Now, I have been caught in a couple riptides. The most that I do is I sit on the yacht and pour the cocktails and let everybody else do the stuff in the water.
That's
okay?
Right.
Because it was very, very scary. But you're there and you're in the tube and, you know, you're riding the wave. The water is in control.
That's right. You're only a visitor.
How are you feeling?
It is.
Are you ever afraid?
Oh, there's always fear. Yeah, there's always some level of fear. I've only seen one great white shark in all this time, but I've had five friends that have been attacked. That's something that made my heart pound. I'll tell you, seeing a great white shark.
Wow.
30 feet away.
Woo.
And I went, okay, that is a great white shark. But the ocean is absolutely in control. And I've also been caught in riptides. I've been held down until I figured, this is it. I'm drowning. I'm drowning right now. I'm drowning. And you know what I thought? It doesn't seem like it's really that bad. And then I popped up to the surface. And I went, what was I thinking?
Well, you know, there's a lot of surfers here in San Diego, and A few of them have told me that if they die, and when they die, to die in the sea, in the water, would just, it would be almost natural to them. They have such a love, they have such a passion for it, that they keep going back. And even after they have these experiences, they keep going back. But it's the energy, it's the moon, it's the force, it's the tide, it's the wave, is, as you said, it's the energy.
And you're absolutely one with the energy of nature. And it's even if the waves aren't very good, it's still a great experience, you know. And there's an old saying that says salt water is healing for your soul.
Wait, it's not an old saying, because I'm telling you, whenever I am just at this point, first thing I do is go down to the beach. I may not surf, but I will get in waist high and let that just draw that energy out of me. The sand draws all of the electromagnetic fields and the negative energy. Mm-hmm. You sit there and you meditate. It is something about, well, it's a lot about it. 2/3 of the earth is water.
Not only that, 2/3 of you is water.
That's right. That's right.
And it's also salt water. And that saying says salt water is healing for the soul, whether it's tears, sweat, or being in the ocean.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's a good one.
Yes. And you are wonderful too. And thank you so much for giving us so much information. Brains, go back and rewind and listen to it, because this was heavy duty. I told you I only bring you the best, the brightest, and the smartest.
It's available on Amazon. If you type in self-help Jesus, and my name is Dan R. Matthews, it's available. You can get it today on Amazon.
And you know what? He has been gracious enough to send a couple copies. So what I need for you to do is like, love, or go, wow, and be in it to win. And I'm going to do the drawing today. There must be a energy force that's going on in Oregon, because I've had the greatest guests that have come from there. There's a lot of surfing up there. There's some great food. There's some great energy, and there's some super smart people. Thank you so much, Dan Matthews, for being here on the edge with me and my brains.
Thank you, April. Thanks to everybody that was listening.
All right, brains. Like I said, go back, check it out. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Blog Talk, iTunes, Mixcloud, Spotify. I am over the entire planet.
You're everywhere, girl.
Everywhere.
Wow.
Thought you knew. So again, Brains, thank you so much. And thank you, Dan. Come on back and Brains, slather on some sunscreen today so that you don't get the skin cancer and warts and wrinkles.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.